Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 6, verse 35. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward will be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest. For He is kind to the unthankful, and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect or complete shall be as his master or teacher. And why beholdest thou the mote or the tiny piece of wood that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth forth not corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit, for every tree is known by his fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure, or the benevolence of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Good morning. These words that I have just read to you are from Luke's Gospel, again, beginning at verse 35, and I read through to verse 46. What is important to understand is that this is, for us this morning, is that this is Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount. The Matthean version is given in the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5 through 7. And please note carefully the poignant necessity that Jesus gives to not judging others. Indeed, we are called to love one another, but we are not called to judge one another. It is imperative to understand this reality in Christ. We are to love one another. The word for love in Greek is agape, A-G-A-P-E. And the word has no emotional content. Agape is the term we say that it means a divine self-sacrificing love. Self-sacrificial love is the emphasis. The emphasis is on one's attitude toward one's brother or sister. It is attitudinal. An attitude of love. An attitude that is self-sacrificial toward the object of one's love. God so loved the world. See, we have God as the subject, and then we have the world as the object of the verb, loved. And so we are to have the same attitude as God has toward the world, an attitude of love. And in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul talks about this love, and he breaks down the characteristics of love. What is missing sorely in today's political discourse, theological discourse, psychological discourse, is the understanding of love, the reality of love, the necessity of love for our behavior and our actions. We are all saddened by what happened in Florida. And we grieve for those who lost their lives and those who were injured. We grieve for the loved ones of those who lost their lives and those who were injured. We pray for the police personnel who were involved in investigating the scene. And in the coming days, we shall learn more about what happened there and why. It is important that when we talk about the Word of God, we talk about it the way it should be talked about. Not an opinion, not an idea about what the Word of God may contain, but thus saith the Lord. Verse 37, judge not, and you shall not be judged. That is, the word judge here is stated in the present imperative. And krenete, that is the word judge, means it means to divide. And it means to pass sentence on someone else. Judge not. These are the words of Jesus. That is, do not pass sentence on another. Then he goes on after the comma and the connective and you shall not be judged. The word not here is in the emphatic position. In fact, it is what we call an emphatic future negative. And so it is a word of strong negation. And you shall not be judged. Then we have condemn not. Again, condemned is stated in the imperative. condemn not, and not is a particle of negation, and you shall not be condemned. And then the sentence ends, that is verse 37 ends with, forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Now, if one were to do a deep study of the word kroneti, that is in verse 37, the word we have translated judge, it is from the word krino. Krino, again, means to separate, and it means critic, criticism, criticize, discriminate, and it also means not to form a rash, unfair opinion, and it also means prejudice. It is a very loaded word. It is a very powerful word. It is a word that believers need to take seriously. Condemn not. The word for condemn has the prefix kata, which means down into, and therefore do not judge or condemn down into the lives of others. Very powerful word, and very powerful words are in verse 37. And what is really unfortunate is that those who pass judgment on the lives of others and condemn others most probably have never read James chapter 3. And James chapter 3 talks about the tongue. And James says, or writes that it is a world of inequity. It is set on fire of hell. The writer to the Proverbs stated, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. We have the same emphasis here in Luke 6:37. It is unfortunate in the West that we have divided the mental life from the physical life, or the spiritual life from the life of the body. What we find in the Word of God is a holistic understanding of the person. What goes on in the spirit manifests itself in the body. What goes on in the mind manifests itself in the body. We are psychophysical beings. We are psychophysical beings. And so therefore, what we do not only impacts the object of our wrath, what we say not only impacts the object of ire or derisive wrath, but it also impacts our lives. But unfortunately, most individuals are blind to that reality. Spiritual wellness and spiritual wholeness has to do with understanding what God says about our lives and who we are. When Jesus said, judge not, and you shall not be judged, condemn not, and you shall not be judged, he is talking about the reality of God in our lives and how God watches over his word to bring to pass either the good or the bad according to what the individual does. This is a very, very serious study and a very serious reality that the church needs to bring back into the arena of discussion, understanding what it means to not to pass sentence on others, and therefore one does not pass sentence on oneself. We're to love one another. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Pray for those in Florida and pray for our country.